This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As the National FFA Convention comes to a close today, we have a final report to share with you from Indianapolis. FFA impacts students beyond their high school years, as many members continue to be involved throughout their college career, and some even continue on to be ag teachers themselves. I had a chance to talk with a college student headed down the path to becoming an advisor. Haley Wilson was volunteering at the Career Expo at the Living to Serve FFA booth. I visited with Haley about her involvement with FFA and also about what members were learning from the booth in the expo.
Hi, well, I'm Haley Wilson. Like you said, I am a past state officer from Ohio, and I'm here in Indy today volunteering with the Living to Serve booth. It's really great to be able to connect with some past FFA members that I've been with and some of my colleagues, and just I'm really excited to be here, and it's been awesome so far.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you back as an alumni now and still supporting the organization, so that's awesome. You said you are in college in Ohio. Talk to us a little bit about your college career.
Well, I am a sophomore at Wilmington College, where I am studying agri-science education. Goal to be an ag advisor and teacher in Ohio somewhere. And this opportunity is really just furthering my passion for it, and it's been great.
Awesome. Well, I wish you the best of luck as you go through college and finish your degree and hopefully get placed in a school close to home. So about the booth we're standing in, the Living to Serve booth, a lot of stuff going on. There's some obstacle course type things. Tell us what's happening here.
So part of the FFA motto, as you may know, is Living to Serve, and this booth really furthers that. While FFA members are here, they go through a Living to Serve boot camp, and they develop goals for themselves and for their chapters that they can take back home and do some community service projects. We focus on all sorts of areas such as environmental responsibility and human health and nutrition, and it's been great seeing all these gears turning this week, and we're really excited to be able to help people get inspired and get motivated to accomplish some of these goals they're setting.
Well, it is. It's a really great activity. Walk us through some of the things that the FFA members are doing.
All right. So the first station they'll go up to is actually an archery station, while they will physically target one of the areas that they're interested in. After that, they go through and learn a little bit more about their specific target area. And then they actually go through the obstacle course of the boot camp that includes walking under some fake barbed wire, but they get to develop their goal through that process, and towards the end they actually write letters to our armed forces, veterans, and new recruits of our military.
So in these letters, what do you guys ask them to share, or what are they supposed to be writing about?
So they share with their experience and their gratitude for their bravery, and just extend to them their appreciation for protecting our country, and explain to them that they're here at FFA Convention learning about service, and that they're a true example of servant leadership.
Well, how awesome. What a really great booth to have. I'm so happy, and it's full of blue jackets right now, so it looks like FFA members are participating. Haley, how did you get your start in FFA? What made you want to become a member in high school and then pursue state office, and now you're volunteering as an alumni?
Well, I didn't grow up in a traditional agriculture background. I got motivated from a family member who offered to let me take some livestock to the fair, and one thing led to another. I started becoming involved in some of the different judging contests, and I really just found a passion for it, and I found I had a passion for all of it, so I decided I wanted to teach it. And when I furthered that through attending college and going to Wilmington to study agri-science education, I started to get a little bit more involved in alumni relations, especially through the past state officer world. And it's always awesome to still be able to reconnect and recognize so many faces, no matter how many years it's been.
Yes, well, it's so great to meet you, and so nice to hear your story. I wonder if you've heard this as I'm walking around a convention, the staff at the convention center, if I run into any of them in the elevator or something. I said, oh, you're having a busy week. Yes, we are, but these kids are so nice. These are great kids. Do you ever hear that? And, you know, I think that's just awesome what it says about the organization.
Right. Sonny Perdue was talking at the session last night. He's the Secretary of Agriculture, and he was he reiterated your point, and FFA members are really like no other youth. We definitely have a dedication to agriculture and to service, and we really are able to articulate that through conventions like this, and they're always super polite, yes ma'am, no thank you, and I really think that's a reflection of the values that they're learning while they're in this organization.
Haley Wilson, college student and FFA volunteer from Ohio. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.